fishing's favorite months. Middle Coast Focus. Port Aransas Area. By Captain Richard Thompson. May and June are two of our favorite months. Which leads us into summertime in the fishing capital of Texas. Our coastal waters during this time of year, from Port Aransas to the upper Laguna Madre, are some of the richest and plentiful feeding grounds for our fish species. If you listen carefully, you can almost hear the fish licking their lips as they devour their favorite bait. Having two unique passes so close together, creating very strong tidal movement between Packery Channel and Port Aransas jetties, literally creates a fish highway for outstanding fishing in the waterways surrounding Mustang Island, where limits of redfish, black drum, and trout are commonplace. This is a great opportunity for those who enjoy kayak fishing and or walk-and-wade fishing to take advantage of easy accessibility to fish these areas. With strong spring winds subsiding, we will be able to start fishing areas like the jetties and occasionally the beachfront when the wind conditions allow the surf to get right. Being in the coastal bend, the wind is typically always blowing, but May-June have more favorable days with calmer winds and give you the ability to fish more areas that will be holding fish. However, on the other hand, when the wind is prominently blowing from the southeast, we use this to our advantage, which allows us to target isolated schools of trout and redfish on and off of the protected south shorelines. When the wind allows us to drift, the mid-bay Humboldt Channel flats produces limits of trout with some in the 5 pounds range. We always enjoy catching and releasing these bigger trout. This conservative practice is allowing these larger 5 to 6 pound trout to continue to spawn, which is vital to replenish our bay systems. This time of year will start the trend of the fish feeding early on shallower flats and dropping off the edges into the cooler water as the temperature rises into the afternoon hours. Typically, Port Aransas, East Flats area produces solid trout along the edge of the drop-offs, as the redfish are commonly found hanging around the shoreline and flats. In this area, soft plastics is a go-to lure for trout. This area is a protected shoreline this time of year for clearer water for sight casting at redfish, or if you prefer live bait, we recommend a popping cork with live shrimp. It's that time to start watching for signs. Most fish are on the move, not staying in one area too long, but following the bait. Watch for bird action, slicks, nervous bait activity, and mud boils. Adjacent to East Flats, you have Dagger Island with the same topography. Target the drop-off edges for trout and flats for redfish and black drum. With the plethora of oyster reefs in Nueces Bay, fishing this area is another great option because the southerly wind pushes the bait into this bay system. This means the bait will be congregating around these reefs, bringing in the trout and redfish close behind. We want to encourage you to check your tide tables and pay close attention to your major and minor feeding times. Come join us to kick off this summertime fun in the sun in the coastal bend. We will hook you up. Email Captain Thompson at rnkcoastaloutfitters@gmail.com. Or find him online at rnkcoastaloutfitters.com. Thanks for listening.